This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This part of the show is brought to you by IKEA. Hey, Wonder Woman, Lasso of Truth. It's a ride and it opens this weekend at Six Flags Discovery Kingdom. And we've got your tickets. It's a power-packed super pendulum ride sending riders 147 feet into the air, reaching speeds of 70 miles an hour. And we'll take... I know. Take it easy. You'll be all right. Take caller number 9 right now, 800-400-3697. You instantly win a pair of tickets. Six Flag Discovery Kingdom, thrill capital of Northern California. Wonder Woman, Lasso of Truth, the ride. IKEA family members save 15% on all sofas May 24th through June 6th. While supplies last, visit your local IKEA store or IKEA-USA.com for offer details. Our email address is sarahorvinny@radioalice.com. Well, sometimes you want to send an email because you have more to say than you want to squeeze into a text, and we get that. sarahorvinny@radioalice.com. Okay. This is from Mitzi, and it's just sweet. So I thought I'd share it with you because we got plenty of bad news to get to. Love and hugs is the subject. I just have to tell you how much you all mean to me. Monday through Friday, I know I can count on you guys to cheer me up, even if it's with an old podcast. You guys are the crazy semi-functional family I've always wished for. You've got the guy with his opinions, the recovering alcoholic, the apology letter queen. I'm that person in my group. The responsible party girl, the ninja, and the poet. Perfect combo. I meant to make this short. Moral of the story is you've all gotten me through some crazy times and some amazing times. I started listening single and lonely, and now I'm married with a puppy. The puppy's name is Tyrion Lannister. I guess she sent a picture.
Oh, adorable.
Too. I have three best friends who also listen to you guys. Pretty sure people are sick of us at parties yelling, at the same damn time, at the same damn time. Damn time, at the same damn time. You guys are amazing, and I just had to express it to you. For the rest of your careers, I will strive to win or purchase tickets to every show just to have more fun with my favorites. From Mitzi. Aww. Is that the sweetest note? I was like,
super nice.
She's probably one of our mean texters. All right, so as you have probably heard by now, there was a terrorist attack last night in Manchester, England, after an Ariana Grande concert. I think so far 22 people are dead and somewhere in the 50s people injured. You can actually help. There's a crowdfunding thing that's been set up. It's called justgiving.com, and the Manchester Evening News had set that up. They were hoping to raise £50,000, which is about $65,000, and they've looks like they've far surpassed that already. This morning when Yuzi printed this for me, it was at £210,000.
I know, and Hooman's been keeping an eye on it, but he's getting the winner right now. But yeah, they are continually raising money this morning.
Right, and they're saying that they're going to give this to help support the families of the people who have been killed and injured in the attack. People are using the hashtag Missing in Manchester on social media. Because there are people who are unaccounted for still, and people were there to pick up their kids, and in the scrum, I'm sure there weren't, you know, there were some people who can't find their kids and are just wondering if their kids are okay, which has to be a horrible feeling. And you can also, if you can't donate, they're asking if you would please share the justgiving.com URL so that they can get this out there. And there's emergency numbers and everything else. Vigils are already set up.
You guys want the update or what?
Absolutely.
Okay, so when I looked this morning, they were only asking for $250,000. Then a half hour ago, they raised it to $300,000. It passed the $300,000 at $316 just 15 minutes ago, and they were at 105% of what they were asking for.
So they're just going to keep raising
it. They just raised it again to 500,000 pounds.
Okay.
And they're at 330,000 pounds. So they're at 66% of their new figure.
And I'm sure they'll match that as well. Anyway, you know, small consolation for people who've lost loved ones over there.
Oh, I'm going to post this link on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. Okay.
Thank you.
All right.
We also got news this morning that Sir Roger Moore, one of the most popular actors to play James Bond, died I guess today is Tuesday.
I just read he was the longest serving 007, too.
73 to 85. So, you know, over 10 years. But it was funny because as we talked about him this morning, he is the one that I think of first. Like, and then you said Sean Connery. I'm like, well, of course. And then there have been a couple others, but he is the one that I think of when I think of James Bond.
Well, and to go back and see the old ones, when we were kids, you had to wait for it to come on TV because you didn't have everything on demand to be able to go, I'm going to binge watch all of these. So
we didn't have that.
Right.
You had your TV guide you could look at.
Right. So I only knew Roger Moore, and I couldn't even look up online to go, hey, look at that. There's a bunch of guys who did this. So it is weird to
things
go back
changed.
And try and reconcile the two things. It's like, oh, that's just a different world.
Well, look, I guess, you know, to kids we're old people, but I don't even think of us as being old people, and yet the world has changed so incredibly much since...
That fast.
I know. And to think that TV was a new thing when our parents were kids, like... It's actually the technology age is probably, I mean, I'm glad I have a few years. I mean, knock wood. I'm glad I have a few years left because, like, I'm waiting for the self-driving cars. I was just
going to say there's people down the road, you know, San Jose, Silicon Valley way, that are looking to eliminate cars.
Yep.
Or at least self-driving cars, the way that we know them.
Right.
And that's going to come. And we're just going to, one minute... It's changed for good.
Yep. It's true. Already, I mean, even your the cruise control in your car now, I don't know if yours does it. You have one of the newer Mercedes, but mine will stop my car if there's something in my way.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it for sure knows if I'm going to hit something and stops. Yeah.
I don't really drive that car anymore, as you well know.
You
I was
going to
say,
up.
My cruise control is my knee. Oh, yeah, there's the little button that will
set the speed.
No, but there's no, I got,
no. I've been appreciating on my car, when you put the blinker on and you want to get one way or the other, it beeps at you.
Yeah. No, nope, there's someone in your way
thank
right there.
You. Or the little red light is there when someone's next to you. Oh, so great.
It is great. I can't wait till we don't need that. We can just take a nap in the car.
Yeah.
Just plug in your destination and... And then be like, go find parking, car. Or just circle the block. I don't care what you do.
Pick up a hooker while you're out there.
Right. So Sir Roger Moore has passed away. He was 89 years old. He'd had a brief battle with cancer, according to his family. They're saying that they were by his side in his final days. And there'll be a private funeral held in Monaco. So rest in peace, Roger Moore. Danielle Brigoli.
Ooh.
She's the Cash Me Outside girl.
Thanks, Dr. Phil.
Thanks for everything, Dr. Phil. I was telling you the other day that she's going to do some kind of tour.
Yeah.
Where she's going to get up there and, I don't know, yell at the audience. I'm not sure what exactly she'll do. I think we had heard she's going to lip sync to her favorite rap songs, and then there'll be a Q&A, and then she's going to bring up people from the audience to... I don't even know.
Yeah, it's so strange.
And I guess maybe, you know, Vinny pointed out, like, and even mentioned in a story today, like, people want to be stars on YouTube. So I'm sure this chick's got stuff all over YouTube. And I'm, you know, I'll be interested to see if my kids, A, know who she is, and B, want to go to these shows. So it looks like, and she's got a reality show coming up and all kinds of crap. But she signed a tour deal with Live Nation, and they're going to set up stops for her. And I guess if she sells out, these things, she'll make 50 grand a stop. Not chump change. And so with every tour comes a tour rider. What does Danielle Brigoli want at each stop on this?
Well, it can't be booze.
Tour. No, there's no booze. She wants 4-star hotels or better.
Okay.
Okay.
That's what I'd want.
She wants $750 as a per diem, I guess, for each stop, and $3,000 to cover personal security costs. None of that all seems standard. I don't know what she needs $750 for, but she needs it. She wants at each location, there must be a 50-inch TV with Netflix and a DVD player for viewing Paris Hilton in House of Wax. Movie subject to change.
That movie sucks.
I don't know why she's specifically mentioning that one.
She likes it.
You guys see that movie?
No.
No.
Maybe she just likes Paris.
She needs 3 fidget spinners.
Oh.
All right.
5 Gildan, G-I-L-D-A-N. It's an underwear company.
Okay.
Gildan. 5 Gildan or Fruit of Loom brand white tank tops. Absolutely no Hanes brand.
All right.
So that's got to be there. She's going to need 4 large Domino's pizzas.
Oh, my God.
I don't see any topping requests, so maybe just cheese.
I like a cheese pizza.
From Domino's?
Plain cheese.
No, but, you know.
Who's ever ordered from Domino's on this show?
Of course I have.
Ordered from Domino's a million times.
Who hasn't ordered from
Domino's? Yeah, who hasn't?
This guy.
Didn't you go to college?
Guy.
Did you ever?
I went to
have you ever tried
junior colleges.
Oh, okay.
It's just
and
pizza.
Cal State. Hayward.
Money bags over here went to get Pachis every time. Good for you. The rest of us were poor. We had to try and get the guy to show up after 31 minutes, so it was free.
Yeah.
Did it work?
No,
never.
Not well. No, not all. Well, maybe, but for the most part, no. The guy would show up, and you'd be like, "Drats."
We don't have any money.
Sorry, dude.
Did you ever
we can't.
Give him the fake address, like the one next door, and then you accuse him of writing it down wrong? Anything like that?
I don't know that I was party to any of that, but we definitely ordered Domino's.
Yeah.
You too
definitely.
Use that?
Well, I'm not a Domino's fan myself.
Aha!
But have you ever ordered
it? 20 years ago?
Personally, I have never ordered Domino's.
Thank you so much.
But I was with my boyfriend when he ordered Domino's.
Doesn't count,
so she ate the Domino's pizza.
Well, I mean, we had $10, you know, for dinner, so that was what we had to eat.
Right. Well, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
the olden days when you're broke.
Yeah, okay.
Someone bring it to you.
Or Little Caesars where you can get one.
Oh, I love Little Caesars.
You do not.
Pizza. Yeah, I do.
No,
when
don't.
I lived in Florida for a while, we would always do Little Caesars.
What?
Yeah. Get 2 pizzas.
When I was a kid, the place to go was Village Host Pizza in Belmont.
Oh, that place is still open.
Oh, it
delicious
is?
There. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Let's go there for lunch. I want pizza so bad right now. I can taste it in my mouth.
As a matter of fact, the owner and managers are listeners.
Oh, they are?
Mm-hmm.
So,
oh my God.
I used to play.
Bring out that pizza right now.
I used to play AYSO in Belmont.
Uh-huh.
You know what that is? Soccer. And
the youth.
That's
league?
Where we would do all of our trophies every year.
Oh, nice.
Was at that Village Host Pizza.
They're very friendly there.
What's the pizza like?
I just remember there being a ton of cheese.
Exactly.
Do they still
I was
do that?
Say, they still do that.
Oh, that's great.
I mean, you want that's that quality. In your pizza.
I want pizza, too. Now that it's come up. And
I'll go get it.
Continue
is
to
there
talk
anywhere?
There's no place open.
No,
that place we used to get in the morning. They closed down.
Pizza places don't open until
I'll walk around until 9:30.
Oh, really? Okay. John has a softball game tonight. I know what I'm getting for dinner.
What are you getting?
Pizza just jumped into the menu. Yeah. Good for you.
Uh-huh, honey. Back to Danielle Bregoli.
Yeah. So she just posted, she just tweeted, Florida and Texas tickets on sale Thursday. Some emojis I can't understand. Show meet and greet going to be lit as bleep with special guests. Dr. Phil's going to be
if
there.
If she comes to San Francisco, I'll drag Bryn with me. We'll go. That means.
Uh-huh.
I'm hoping it'll be better than Charlie Sheen when he was out here.
You had fun at that show, though.
Oh, my God. That was the most uncomfortable.
And those tickets were outrageous.
You let him run your
priced.
Life like that?
Who is that? Whose voice was that?
Who is that? Almost so sounds like Bill Clinton. Who is it?
It's Trump when they're asking
Trump.
About the FBI investigation.
I guess I didn't hear the inflection.
No.
Good answer.
Did you see Trump's tweets this morning?
No, what did he say?
He says, we stand in absolute solidarity with the people of the United Kingdom. And then he called the terrorists a bunch of losers.
Evil losers.
Evil losers.
Well, would you say
losers?
Wrong
just,
there.
Is there a better way to say it?
Yeah, there's a better
bunch of evil losers. And she doesn't like pineapple, you guys. I mean, to finish off the story.
Pineapple pizza or pineapple?
She wants a huge fruit platter, but no pineapple.
Oh, all right.
She's getting about $50,000 if she sells out these two test shows, July 8th in Fort Lauderdale, July 9th in Houston. And then if everything goes well, they're looking at a nationwide tour.
Yeah. How old's this kid? 12?
I just think she's 14.
Yeah,
now.
She just
hard to
14.
Make jokes about her. You know what I mean?
I know. It's very sad.
Bad parenting.
Someone is saying, Cash Me Outside Girl is in a lawsuit with Champion, Hanes brand. That's why absolutely no Hanes.
Oh, all right.
Speaking of Charlie Sheen.
Yeah.
Because he has also done one of these tours. He is telling TMZ Sports he's got the entire cast back on board for Major League 3.
Ooh.
And they're just waiting for a financier. You should call Chris Kelly. Tell him, you know, Charlie Sheen's got a project
lined
up. Isn't
he the only
up.
Famous person in that?
I don't know.
No.
Wesley Snipes?
Corbin Burnson?
Yeah.
From L.A. Law.
Isn't he part of it?
He was at the time.
This is 1989. Yeah, Corbin Burnson. Tom Berenger?
Oh, Tom Berenger. He's a huge star. Yeah,
right. Renee Russo?
Oh, she's big.
Wesley Snipes? Mm-hmm. Bob Uecker, is he still alive?
I think so.
I think he is.
Is he? I thought he died.
I think he's still, no.
He's Dom in the front row guy.
Well, he's in the front row. I think he does the Brewers games, too.
So I guess they caught up with Charlie Sheen. They said he was looking great. Asked him what he was working on, and he said, not only am I working on a new Major League movie, I've got the entire original cast on board.
Bob Uecker's still around. He's 83.
Oh, my goodness. Not only is everyone coming back, Charlie says they've got a dynamic script, a director, and the only thing that's missing is the money. So, I don't know. I liked Major League. I don't think I saw Major League 2.
I did.
And?
Yeah. I wonder if they're gonna bring back the director.
Who's that?
David S. Ward.
What else has he done?
I think he did Sleepless...
Oh, he did Sleepless in Seattle?
No,
that was a woman
didn't.
Who did
no,
that.
No. He did King Ralph in Major League 2.
Never heard of King Ralph. Speaking of movies.
Is that John Goodman?
Which one?
King Ralph.
Oh, that's from 1991. I was a junior in high school.
We'll see who's in it.
Hold on. Yeah, John Goodman, Peter.
Give him a point.
Peter O'Toole.
What? No point for that.
John Hurt. What's King Ralph about?
It's about John Goodman.
I tried.
Don't give me that face. So in 2014, I'm going to move on.
All right.
I don't have
you
to.
You want the
I
mean, plot
really,
or no?
No, not
okay,
really.
Okay, right, then move on.
In 2014, Rihanna and Lupita Nyong'o were photographed sitting together at some fashion show.
Okay.
And it became a meme. Because they were dressed pretty differently. They're just, you know, two beautiful women sitting together at a fashion show. Rihanna was all glammed up, wearing sunglasses. Lupita was, they called it the intellectual look.
Mm-hmm.
Black rimmed glasses and a collared shirt under like a suit.
Sweater. Thing. Yeah.
So someone shared the photo and captioned it. They look like they're in a heist movie with Rihanna as the tough as nails leader / master thief and Lupita as the genius computer hacker. And then other people joined in and it kept going and going and going until they finally created like a whole movie around it. And
it's a cute picture.
People were giving the plot points. Yeah, they both look amazing. But yeah, it's really funny because they do look like they could be in some movie. They both look like they're in costume. So... they're making that movie.
No
all right.
way.
Yes, as the photo's been shared around and people have added to it, people even suggested Selma director Ava DuVernay. Do you know that person? For the project, and it started picking up steam, and now all three women have said, yes, we're into that. The director and Rihanna and Lupita Nyong'o.
Okay, they're starting the build-up. If they pull an olive on us, I'm going to be pissed off!
All right!
Lupita
I'm glad
said
we bring
she
up
was
that every day.
Lupita said she was interested in April. Rihanna and Ava followed that up a couple of days later, and Netflix just announced that they landed it.
Oh.
And so they're making this movie, and it's going to be available on Netflix.
How have you not sold that movie to Netflix?
How has that not happened? Netflix
right
is right
down the street.
There has to be an employee at Netflix who's
Please
secretly listening to us
We're
right now.
Shaming.
Let's get
You're
Olive
shaming.
Up on there. I mean, at least you get some views in the Bay Area at the very least.
All right. Thank you for repeating yourselves for the millionth time. We got it.
If
wow,
Netflix was to call
you,
we
wouldn't know about it if you didn't bring it up to us 1,000 times.
I haven't brought it up in like eight,
It's their textures that bring it up. Everyone is dying to see
dumbest.
This movie.
What?
When did you make this? 2010?
Why do you bring this up every single time?
When's the last time we tried to figure
you
out
when... You can't handle the truth.
It's your own fault. You did it to yourself.
Yeah.
You booed it's yourself.
True. I'm eating a banana.
No, don't. You're gross. Don't. I got to turn off his mic. He's eating a banana.
He's laughing. He loves that crunch sound. That makes him laugh every time.
Me too.
Anyway, that could be All happening. Right. Did you guys hear about this? There's some stupid guy in Florida.
Yeah, his name,
pretty much every day.
That's this show.
His name is Stephen Cummings, and he says he was the inspiration for the Jack Dawson character in Titanic, and he wants $300 million. This has been in so many sources. Jack Dawson was played by Leo DiCaprio. He's a fictional character invented by James Cameron, we assume, who grew up in Wisconsin, was orphaned as a teenager, and went to work on boats on the West Coast. Cummings says the movie is his life story. Other than the Titanic part. He wasn't on Titanic.
All right.
But he has friends who were, and he tells their story. And yeah, the woman lived and the man died.
Does he have a rose in his life, too?
I don't know.
That's a big part of Dawson's life.
I know. He doesn't really even explain how Cameron would have ever heard about him. He says, oh, it was word of mouth. My story got around out there, and now he wants $300 million. Cameron hasn't commented and probably won't.
Huh.
All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
Oh, I got a ton of stuff. Let's see here. Oh, El Chapo.
Yeah.
He's a narco guy.
Yeah.
I have an update on his arrest and more after these.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This portion of the program is brought to you by your Bay Area Mazda dealer.
Right. Hooman did post an article.
Yeah. So for those of you going to Bottle Rock, I posted some ideas on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page of where you might be able to park.
Oh, that's going to be challenging.
I know.
Yeah. Obviously, Bottle Rock has a link, but I found one or two other kind of spots off the beaten path as well. So
okay. That's
just take
nice.
A quick look and... And if you have any suggestions, put it in the comments for people, parking suggestions.
Coming up at 9, we actually have tickets for the Sunday day of Bottle Rock with the Foo Fighters as the headliner. So be listening. And I think this is only happening today and tomorrow.
Right.
And then that is it will be officially out of Bottle Rock tickets. Mm-hmm. So make sure you're here. Make sure you're listening. The 2017 Mazda 3, named a Car and Driver 10 Best 4 years in a row, a better driving experience, is now within reach. Visit your Bay Area Mazda dealer today.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by MyPillow.com. Be sure to click the Radio Listener Special tab to get 2 premium pillows and 2 Go Anywhere travel pillows. Use promo code Alice. That's MyPillow.com. The Warriors won, everyone, so they are set for
Warriors.
The Western Conference representative in the NBA Finals. We now wait on the Cavs-Celtics game. Major flight delays are going to be expected and numerous cancellations at SFO this Memorial Day weekend.
Uh-oh.
They say there's going to be some maintenance work that they'd hope to cancel... Sorry. But we're unable to cancel because they realize they're so far behind, the summer's going to be a disaster if they don't get it done.
Right.
So, it's happening now.
This past weekend, Vinny, there was a lot of delays coming in, like 2 and 3, 4 hour delays. Mm.
A $35 million repaving project was scheduled for the weekend, for weekends this spring. It had to be put on hold probably because of all the rain. Right.
Right.
Anyway, it got moved to this weekend, and then they'd hope to postpone it to get through Memorial, but they realize they're so far behind, they have to do it now. So it might be an inconvenience during Memorial Day weekend, but it could be worse during the peak summer weekends if they don't get it done. So, got
get
people flying in. Could be a problem.
Is your mom coming?
No.
I was thinking,
when is
Sarah's,
she coming next?
Sarah's,
oh, yeah,
flying
you're
to
flying.
Oh, no, I'll be back by Friday. Hopefully
yeah,
it won't
but
be. A...
It might be including on Friday.
Well, I got to land somewhere, you know, as long as I get out of Chicago on time. Hopefully they'll let us land. That'd be great.
Right.
If we could land.
Did it say if it was arriving or departing or just all
didn't
of it?
Didn't say.
So like it was a lot of arriving flights that I noticed this past weekend that were getting...
So getting delayed
delays,
wherever they were. Well, whatever.
Yeah.
You know.
Flight delays are expected to average 30 to 90 minutes between the start of work at 10 p.m. Friday and the end of the job roughly at 4 p.m. Monday.
Mm. So you should be okay.
Not good. Either way. I mean, you know.
Got to do it.
Right.
Friday's kind of a write-off day for me anyway, because it's...
You're going to see that travel. Play.
I am going to see that play.
What's it called again? Oh, Aladdin.
Aladdin.
Right.
A whole new...
Whole new world.
Whole new...
Okay. Don't you dare close your eyes.
The judge... So, on Netflix, I watched this show called Narcos.
Yes, you loved it.
I did love it. It's about Pablo Escobar, the drug lord... it's sort of set in the 70s when he was running his game. And it's fantastic. I always knew the drug game was dangerous, but who knew this guy was?
He's crazy.
He's a terrorist, right. Is what he was. He really was. Right. So, anyway, I did find it fascinating, though. And I've heard rumors that the Narcos will continue and they'll do other drug lords or other, you know, sort of stories along those lines. This dude is real. El Chapo is a real dude. He's a drug lord in Mexico. The judge who presided over the Sinaloa cartel drug lord Joaquin El Chapo Guzman's case was shot in the head while jogging outside his home Monday near Mexico City.
How awful. How awful that a person doing their job is now the target of this kind of stuff.
They say that the person that shot the judge
people.
Ran for it.
Really? Huh.
And the
just
judge,
hang out waiting for the cops
no,
to get there,
he
huh?
took off running, and the judge died at the hospital.
Mm.
That is so... It's not just sad, because obviously it's tragic that this guy, but it makes it harder for anyone else to do their job. Like, if you think, oh my God, me or my family is now going to be in the sights of these people.
Well, that's what you see... I know it's a TV show, but it was about that dude, Pablo Escobar, and that's what you see. Anything that got in his way, he just removed it.
Mm-hmm.
And he had so many police, you know, and politicians on his payroll that he could make anything happen. There's even a point where he's on the run and the army's got him in the jungle and they, we got you! And he just walks right past him because he's got that much juice, and no one wants to be on his hit list.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I didn't see him go.
As the guy walks by.
You got me? No, I got you.
Yeah. I got all of you.
Mm-hmm.
Wait till you see it. I can't believe you haven't watched it yet. It's so good.
There's so many. We're in the middle of Handmaid's Tale right now.
How's that going?
It's great.
Oh, you love it. All right. Top 10 highest paid CEOs...
Oh, who are they?
Well, you know a few of them, so I just wanted to do this because the number one guy I've never heard of, and I've never even heard of his company, Thomas Rutledge, is the CEO of Charter Communications.
I mean, it sounds like a company I've heard, but we couldn't figure out exactly where it was
exactly.
when we were looking this up earlier.
I read that they were out of...
Gilroy.
Yeah, but then... Oh, you know what? Now I'm seeing something else. Stamford, yeah. Connecticut. Is it Charter Spectrum?
It is.
It's,
well,
okay,
it's Charter Communications, but I think Spectrum is their sort of cable
okay,
version
that makes
offering.
More sense. They are internet cable TV phone service.
So like an East Coast.
It must be because we don't
provider.
Really.
But it looks like they have a location in Gilroy, but headquartered out of Stanford, Connecticut.
This dude makes $98 million bucks.
That is a good,
that is
solid paycheck.
Leslie Moonves, the head of CBS.
Welcome home.
Our company for a few more minutes. $68.6 million.
A lot of money.
Yeah. Do you know who he's married to?
I do.
She's fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
So good on that Big Brother show.
She's starting back up pretty soon.
I know, end of June.
Julie Chen.
What's going on with Survivor? Is that almost over?
I think it ends tomorrow night.
Oh.
I won't get to talk to you.
I know. Well, we can talk via text.
I know, but you'll be on a plane. Wait. Yeah, you're gone Thursday.
Wednesday. Yeah, Thursday. And our guy's still in it.
Oh, yeah. Ty is still. I think there's. Are there six people now? As they go into this final?
I don't know. I never really watch the finale. I watch.
I mean, now it's on so late.
I just read it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's actually on from 8 to 11 because they do a two-hour finale, yeah. And then they have the. Then they don't even announce the winner until the third hour.
Mm-hmm. Oh, 3 hours.
And, I guess the reason I was surprised by this top 10 highest paid CEOs, I wasn't surprised by Les Moonves, but some dude named Thomas Rutledge of Charter Communications is paid more than Bob Iger from Disney, who makes about half the money.
415 says Charter Communication Cable is my company in South Lake Tahoe. Someone else says our internet provider, Warren Gilroy.
Oh, right. Interesting.
Cable in SoCal.
Yep.
People know it.
Brian Roberts, the head of Comcast, makes $33 million a year. So anyway, those are some, if you know, on that list of things kids want to be when they grow up.
They should want to be CEOs.
Be CEO. That pays, man.
Yeah.
How about a fast fact?
I love me a fast fact, Benny.
The fast food chain Taco John's owns the trademark on Taco Tuesday and issues cease and desist to other restaurants that try to use it.
Oh. Where are they located?
I have no idea.
Taco
I've never
John?
Heard of Taco
heard of
John's.
Taco John's.
Watch it be
right,
somewhere.
Like in Minnesota or yeah. Something. Like, why do you even have Mexican food there?
Wyoming.
Oh, stop.
Oh, why? Is it really
get
Wyoming?
Out of here.
Mm-hmm. Funny. That's where the headquarters is.
Costco sold 13% of all the blueberries in the world last year.
Oh, that's surprising.
I love blueberries.
Oh, what's not to love?
Do you ever get, do you have any Brazilian places near your house where you can get an acai bowl?
No, I don't.
Oh, that's too bad.
No.
We get these acai bowls and you can add anything you want, and have them add a ton of peanut butter.
Mm.
So it's acai, peanut butter, bananas, blueberries, and strawberries. And it's so, I mean, it's obviously that's a lot of sugar.
Right. Acai is the berry?
Yeah. But it's also like a, I don't know, and there's some granola in
there.
So
you mix it up.
Oh my God, it's so good.
Well, I like everything you put in there. Sounds like a nice fruit bowl.
Oh, it is. And it's like a shot of energy. Anyway, Costco sells all the blueberries, everyone. And the official medical term for the butt crack is the intergluteal cleft.
Oh, the intergluteal cleft.
Mm-hmm. How do you
like
that?
That from now on.
Are you?
The IGC.
You're going to remember that?
Maybe. You never know when I'm going to pull out the intergluteal cleft.
79% of adults are willing to use fertility preservation, such as egg or sperm freezing, to have a family in the future.
79% of
people
say.
Yeah, it makes perfect sense because most of us are waiting till way late in life to have kids. And if you want to make sure the healthy...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.